Do you have rental property then in Jackson that you oversee?
I have a house over on the corner of Fortification and Madison rental. Another house over on Ewing rental. It has become colored three apartments. And then I have this ditch down there that's part of what was Mama's, was Dad's, and he left it to Mama, colored houses. It's nothing but a ditch with a tall, big signboard for which I collect a small amount of rent per year.
For the signboard?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But that's all it's good for, it's just a ditch. And assessed for $2,000.
A ditch?
You can buy
$2,000 ditch.
Yeah, you can buy a lovely lot for $2,000, and the idea of assessing that ditch for $2,000. I paid more taxes on it than I got rent for the billboard.
Is a ditch something that's man-made, or can it be a natural formation?
Well, it could be natural.
Could be either
this
one.
This is a kind of a, well, it's just a natural ditch. It's rainwater drains off.
Well, where water washes down a hill and forms little dugout places, one of these would be a...
Well, oh, there's a word for it. Erosion?
Mm-hmm. But one of the places where it's washed out would be...
A gully?
Now, is a gully a place where, can there be a man-made gully? I'm
never think of a gully as being man-made.
A gully would always be natural.
A gully is something caused mostly by rain, erosion.
I see. Would a gully be bigger than a ditch or smaller, or it doesn't matter?
I wouldn't think it would matter too much. I usually think of a gully as being bigger than just a ditch. A ditch could be any size.
Excuse me, I have my feet all stretched out here. All right, did you, that noise, did you?
Hear? Yeah.
Yes, I.
Yes, I heard.
And I have.
Heard.
Many times. All right, if someone is, speaks to you of, say, a Mr. Jones, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I've heard of him.
About him.
Would you say I've heard of him or I've heard tell of him? Would you ever use the expression I've heard tell of
him?
Well,
I wouldn't. I've heard that though.
All right.
I wouldn't use that expression.
All right. I don't smoke cigarettes, but he...
Smokes.
Or he...
Does.
All right. Does he care? No, he...
Doesn't care.
All right. Someone asks you, are you sure about that? You might say, no, I'm not.
I'm not too sure.
All right. When you're speaking of someone perhaps who's been arrested for a crime and that hasn't been decided whether or not he's guilty, you might be discussing this with someone and you'd say, well, I'm not certain about it, but say he did it. Would you be more likely to say, people say he did it, or they say he did it?
I think they'd be more likely to say they say.
All right. Which would you do? Do you think?
They say.
You'd probably say they say. All right.
They is indefinite, and you don't have to say who they is.
All right. You were telling me about your the structures that you had for rent. You have this is a house, and but for rent you have say three. How? This is one house or three?
Apartments.
Well, how? Three, just the plural. Is all
houses.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The big building on a barn, on a farm, which I just told you about, you mentioned before anyway, is the barn.
Mm-hmm.
What do they use the barn for on a farm?
Well, for...